All right, we have got Ewan Close, the Secretary of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, on the line, and Ewan is shoulders deep in organising this protest on the 31st of January against the robo-debts. So, Ewan, welcome.
Good morning, Zane.
All right, so can you tell us a bit about what the Australian Unemployed Workers Union has been doing, how you've been connecting with people who have got these robo-debts?
Well, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, it's mainly an advocacy. We have an advocacy hotline where people that have trouble with the welfare system, the social security system, and also their job network agencies can call up, and we have a guidelines book which covers the job active deed of 2015 to 2020, which is the contract between job network agencies and Centrelink. And in that guideline book, it gives people their information on their rights, which Centrelink won't tell them and the job network agencies won't tell them. And we get we're open 5 days a week from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and people can call in and we give them advice and more direct them towards our guideline book where they can become informed about their rights, and it empowers them to be able to stand up for themselves against this punitive system. Now on the this debt crisis, and it is just a debit. It is just a debacle on the most vulnerable people in Australia.
Mm.
And people must be aware that this isn't just an attack on current unemployed people, but it also affects people that have entered the social security system any time in the last 5-6 years. And, for example, some people might have only gone on unemployment benefits while they were in between jobs maybe 5 years ago and just to make a claim. And they might have got like one payment, and this flawed system calculates that one payment that they got they'll generate the wages that they might have got within the time that they were unemployed. If they were working for, say, 1 week, they would generate that they worked over 12 months. And also if they claim that if they write down an employer to Centrelink and they misspell the employer's name wrong, what the ATO has matched them up to, then it will come up as a double figure. So it is so flawed that it is sending people into distress. People that are already distressed and with financial problems because the unemployment rate is so low are copping these debts, and it's just throwing them into more despair. Now, we're getting on the advocacy hotline, although I'm secretary of the AUW, but also I do 1 day's advocacy work, and the ever-increasing number of calls that we're getting on this debt scheme, that people just don't know where to go, they just don't know what to do, and it is really distressing for them. And the fact that, or what I'd really like to highlight, is that we're getting an increasing number of people ringing up that are actually suicidal. I get phone calls of people that are in tears, and before you can even start talking to them, you have to calm them down and say, look, and then give them the step-by-step process of how to deal with this issue. So it is really, you know, you've got to ask the question, what is the government up to? Is this a political stunt? You'd think that if there was if the government was going to be fair on raking in monies and debt, that not only would they focus on the unemployed people in the social security system, but they would also target the upper end of society, the wealthy tax dodgers, where the big money is.
Yeah.
But yeah,
one of them.
The elite politicians, if that wouldn't even make the drawing board.
Yeah.
If they even suggested it, it would be political suicide for them.
Mm.
You know, there's a huge range of issues we had here. So it doesn't just affect present unemployed people, but also people that have been in the system in the past.
Yeah, and I think...
So it's really an attack on the working class.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what really... I mean, to me, something that stands out about this is that the whole point of work for the dole and all of these like disgusting meetings with these patronising people who tell you how to write a resume, it's all about making being on Centrelink a living hell, and therefore you're inclined to just accept whatever low-paying job you can get, even if it pays at or below award wages, and the idea of wages going up is kind of this faraway dream when you're confronted with the reality of being on Centrelink. And I think that's the other way that this affects the working class, is it's part of this ongoing thing to create this pit of poverty and make it really painful and horrible so that people just take whatever job they can get and shut up, because at least it's better than being on Centrelink.
I've got a feeling, it's becoming more and more obvious that it's the more hard it is. I mean, to get onto Centrelink payments, you've got to jump over high hurdles and jump through the flaming loops and just to get onto Centrelink. And then once you're on Centrelink, then they send you these job network agencies, which are privatised and run for profit only. So the government is making it that hard for people. It's more of a deterrent for to make it more of a deterrent for people to say, well, I should accept anything rather than go on unemployment benefits. So we're getting people that are becoming homeless. We're getting people that are getting into financial debt. I've heard of people that won't go on Centrelink because it is so demeaning, and they're living off their credit cards and raking up thousands of dollars of debts on their credit card because they just can't handle the system.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I got sent one of these robo-debts for...
Yeah, I heard earlier, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been involved in political activity, and I'd consider myself someone who's reasonably, I don't know, I've done a bit of head-kicking of bureaucrats and, like, trying to headbutt my way through brick walls over the years. But, Jesus, a heck of a lot of people out there who, believe it or not, are not professional battlers of government bureaucrats. You know, just because you're unemployed doesn't mean you've got a degree in social security law and you're really good at having fights with the state, with a state agency. So,
well, this is how sick it is. You know, they're attacking the vulnerable in society, people that can't get work. I mean, Australia's got a working population of just over 14 million, and 2.5 million of that 14 million, which is about 19%, is either unemployed or underemployed. Now, if you're underemployed, that usually means like you've got some work, but it's not enough to survive on. You're only just struggling, and you're probably getting a part social security payment.
Hmm.
So I just don't see the government's reasoning of keeping this punitive system going when it's politically damaging for them when you've got that much of a percentage of voters who are being affected by this scheme. And also, it doesn't just affect the people that are getting the debts, because you could imagine if someone, like you were saying, who's not that educated, receiving one of these debts for thousands of dollars, who is already struggling, they're going to go to their relatives and their friends, and they're going to be talking about it and complaining about it. What do I do? Where do I go on that? So it all also affects the people that they directly live with in their social life.
Mm.
So it just astounds me why they can't, why they just, they won't even suspend it. I mean, the AUWU, we want the whole system scrapped and go back to the more, get the robo system scrapped.
Mm.
Go back to a more sensitive, you could say, approach where you contact the individual directly, ask them to come into the office, put out, like you said earlier, when you went in, they couldn't even give you any information of where they got their
yeah, I'm like, come on, where is it? Show me your dossier. Show us what you've got on there.
Right.
And they're like, oh, here's a one-page invoice for $5,500. Like, that's also not what I'm talking about. Give me the evidence.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you, I can see there's going to be a class action on this. For sure, there will be. But just on before they brought the robo system in, the Centrelink would ask people to show what their past pay slips, or to prove why they have this debt. And then if it was shown that there was a legitimate debt, you would get maybe $5 a fortnight taken out of your unemployment benefit, so that it wouldn't affect your living standards, even though they're low, but it wouldn't...
massively drag you down.
...further into poverty.
Yeah.
So what they've got here is, if you don't respond within 28 days, 8 days, and there's lots of examples why people haven't either. You know, a lot of people their mail just stacks up on the kitchen table, and they might only open it up once a month, or people have moved house and haven't contacted Centrelink because they've started working or whatever, so that these letters are getting generated and going out to old addresses. And then they're getting, after the 21 days, they're getting a knock on the door from private debt collectors.
Mm.
And as we know, debt collectors, they don't care about your situation. They don't care about where the debt comes from, how it was accumulated. They just want the money and they want it now. And on top of your debt, you get an annual 10% fee on top of it.
Mm.
If you've got if they generate a $10,000 debt with a 10% interest on top, how are you ever going to pay that back?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. All right, so tell us
now
about
the rally coming up.
Yeah, yeah. What's been happening there?
You've explained quite a bit about it in detail.
Yep.
I'd like to stress, if anybody out there is interested in joining the organising team,
mm-hmm.
I sure come along to next Wednesday's organising meeting at the Resistance Centre, 407 Swanson Street, Level 5 at Druid's House, and get involved. We've got banner painting coming up. We've got heaps of leaflets that we need handing out, and you can get some posters to put up around your local area. But the big thing, I think, is to encourage people to get on Facebook, and the page is Dignity Not Debt and Centrelink Debt Debacle, and share that around to all your friends and get them all involved. And also, I want to mention the list of endorsements of organisations that have got behind us in this rally, and we've got the Homeless Persons Union, Fair Go for Pensioners have come on board, Council of Single Mothers and Children, the NUW, which is the National Workers of Union, and I'd like to really give them a great recommendation. They have been fantastic in helping out the AUWU. AUWU, we haven't even got an office. We're like homeless people. They give us access to their facilities and resources.
Yeah, cool.
They've been great. Socialist Alliance, of course, they've been great, giving us access to their offices as well and help letting us do computer work. Sacred Stage have come on board. The Melbourne Unitarian Church have been great. And, of course, 3CR.
Yeah, right. Oh, and just to clarify too, there's this ad for 3CR. It says Monday, January 21, but it's a Tuesday, isn't it?
Oh, we got it wrong, did we?
Whoopsie!
Yeah, oh, we might be able to correct that. Yes, yeah. It is Tuesday the 31st. And also, listeners want to jump online, there's a petition running on change.org, and last I had a look, it is, which was late last night, it is fast approaching 60,000.
Yeah, where?
Which is huge. That's on change.org.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
The petition is Ombudsman to investigate Centrelink debt recovery. So get on there and add your name to that one.
Yeah, word. All right. You and Close, thank you very much.